And Madeline Jenner joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Fran. Yes, we're talking Brexit today because 2.5 years after the British Brexit vote, there's news this morning that the UK and the EU have finally agreed to some draft text of a Brexit agreement. Now, this is a really significant breakthrough. Brexit, of course, is due to be a reality by March, so this is crunch time. And for a range of reasons, it probably did need to happen this week. The UK government is hoping to put this to an EU meeting by December, and apparently if they want all the EU leaders to be at that meeting, the cutoff was Wednesday, so overnight, tonight, UK time. Now, earlier this week, UK Prime Minister Theresa May urged the Parliament and her party to support her vision.
The negotiations for our departure are now in the end game, and we are working extremely hard through the night to make progress on the remaining issues in the withdrawal agreement, which are significant. Both sides want to reach an agreement, but what we are negotiating is immensely difficult, and I do not shy away from that. The Brexit talks are not about me or my personal fortunes. They are about the national interest.
Now, the key thing here is that this draft text has not been released publicly yet. It's basically only been agreed to at a technical level. A special cabinet meeting will be held tomorrow where Theresa May will be seeking her ministers' backing. As we go to air, Fran, Theresa May is currently meeting ministers one-to-one and talking about this draft agreement. The sticking point in this latest round of negotiations is over the Irish border. Both sides are committed to avoiding a return to a visible Northern Ireland border with border posts and checks. They argue that this would put the peace process at risk, basically. But the two sides have not been able to agree on how they can guarantee this kind of border. The EU is insisting on a backstop arrangement. That would mean Northern Ireland staying in the EU customs union, large parts of the single market, and the EU VAT system. This is a big problem for the UK. If the backstop only applies to Northern Ireland, then the customs and regulatory border would essentially be down the middle of the Irish Sea. Goods coming into Northern Ireland from elsewhere in the UK would have to be checked and they'd have to meet EU standards. Now, even before we've seen this draft, leading Brexiteers like Boris Johnson are urging Cabinet to reject the draft agreement. Here's what Boris Johnson has had to say.
We're going to stay in the customs union on this deal. We're going to stay effectively in large parts of the single market. And that means it's vassal state stuff. We are going to, for the first time in 1,000 years, this place, this parliament, will not have a say over the laws that govern this country. It is a quite incredible state of affairs. It will mean that we are having to accept rules and regulations from Brussels over which we have no say ourselves.
Boris Johnson is, of course, the former Foreign Secretary. Now, there has been speculation that there could be ministers resigning tonight, as we go to air now, if they feel they can't support the bill, but there's no sign of that yet. Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer says he is waiting to see the detail of the bill, but he isn't sounding confident.
Well, given the shambolic nature of the negotiations, this is unlikely to be a good deal for the country. Obviously, we'll wait to see the detail, but we've made it clear on a number of occasions, if it doesn't meet our test, we won't be voting for it.
So Theresa May faces an uphill battle here. First, she's got to get it past the party, and then she's got to get it past the parliament. We'll wait to see what happens later in the week. And of course, Fran, in other news this morning, remember that fiery exchange last week between Donald Trump and White House correspondent Jim Acosta?
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Well, CNN has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration after the White House suspended Jim Acosta's credentials. The network says that it violates CNN's and Acosta's constitutional rights. The lawsuit is naming people like the chief of staff and the White House press secretary. And the White House has responded saying that it disagrees. And we'll wait to see what happens now.
Not taking it lying down. Madeline, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Madeline Jenner, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:08.